Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This coming Sunday, the church will celebrate the faith given to a physician, St. Luke. But in preparation, we are going to be celebrating this evening the 29th Sunday afternoon. The gospel here is a perfect application, I think, of our times right now. The question I have for you tonight is this: what is more important? In our gospel lesson, Jesus finds a paralytic, or in another way, the people find that Jesus is present and they bring this paralytic to him. Now, Jesus says to him something that nobody really expected him to say. Here was a man that could not walk. He had to be helped everywhere he went. And instead of speaking simply, "Get up," Jesus says this: "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." What is more important? The body? Saving the body? Saving it from all things that could paralyze it? Does fear also paralyze us? What is more important? The forgiveness of sins. This is what Jesus proclaims to him. He says, "Your sins are forgiven." Your sins cripple you. They cripple you and paralyze you away from the things that God desires for you. They immediately cried out, "This man is blaspheming." Now, why do they believe he is blaspheming? Because they do not believe that anyone apart from God can forgive sins. But they failed to recognize that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Jesus is not blaspheming. He has the full authority of God because he is God, eternal God, now made flesh in the incarnation for a purpose. His main purpose is not to go around healing paralytics or those with leprosy. His main point is not to go around grabbing people in their own diseases, taking it upon himself that they might be healed. His main reason for coming into the flesh and walking among them is for something far more important: the forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ went to the cross, taking upon all of our sins, all of our diseases, and even our own death upon himself to free us from fear, from death, from the power of the devil, from all sin. You have come here this night because you hold that this is true. This is the house of the Lord. This is where we come to fellowship in his house. In our psalm for tonight, we repeated these words: "My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God." We sing. God has given us the ability to sing. He wants us to sing. There is countless songs in the scriptures in times that God's people would sing his praise. "Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise." When the congregation comes together, we sing. This is what God shows us right in his word, time and time again. The Psalms are a songbook, divinely inspired words for us to sing the praises of Jesus Christ. "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you." Jacob had seen a ladder of angels ascending and descending from heaven down to earth to proclaim the wonderful messages of him who was to come. And at last he cried out, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." This, dear children of God, is the house of the Lord. This chancel, this altar, is the gate of heaven. For on this very night, and this is why we must come together, not just to hear his word, not just to fellowship. These are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Fellowship with one another, but also to watch as the gates of heaven open, as Jesus Christ brings the whole host of heaven with him, that he gives you his own body and blood as a wedding feast for you, his beloved bride, that he gives you the forgiveness of sins. This very night, Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. More important than your physical health is the health of your soul, the reception of his word, the reception of the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. This is where your lamps are filled with oil that you can go out there and proclaim the wonderful message of Jesus Christ. I am convinced, dear children, that these times may seem perilous, but now more than ever, the children of God need to get their feet moving. They need to get their feet moving out into a world and proclaim who Jesus Christ is. The next time you see someone, don't look at them in fear. Rather, look at them as a person whom Jesus Christ suffered and died for, a person whom God created, a person who has worth. Grab their hands and pray. We have a hurting world, a world that does not need segregation, but needs to know about the wonders of Jesus Christ. A world that needs praying for, a world that needs holding hands, a world that needs hugs and love and caring that God has made us to do. Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven that your soul may be cleansed, that God may save you both body and soul, that on that day you will be with him for eternity. Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. Do not hold on to the things that destroy your hope. Let them go. They are gone. They are forgiven. Bet that Jesus will return. Rise and walk, he says, to show that he has control over both the body and the soul. This man was healed, but more importantly than physical healing, his sins were forgiven, that he may stand before God holy and righteous, not because of anything that he had done, but all because of the person and work of Jesus Christ. The people out there don't know about this Jesus. They've heard things, sure. They might have a remnant from their days of Sunday school, but they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. They need you, dear children, to proclaim that to them. You don't need to be a pastor to proclaim what Jesus has done. And invite them here to the house of the Lord, where even a single day in his courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Better than sitting at Lambeau Field or, what is it, American Family Field, right? Ugh. Regardless of all those other places, the best place for God's children to be is right here with fellow Christians to hear the forgiveness of sins, to receive the body and blood of Jesus, and then to turn around there each and every day praying for one another, praying for our community and our world, that the hurt and the despair may be gone away, that the darkness may have light shine upon it, and that is through you, dear children. So take heart, your sins are forgiven. The church sings, the word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life. Goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Amen.